Serena Williams' claims of sexism in the US Open final have been backed by the governing body of women's tennis. The WTA chief executive Steve Simon said the umpire showed Williams a different level of tolerance of Saturday's outbursts than if she'd been a man. Umpire Carlos Ramos penalised Williams after seeing her coach make a hand gesture. Have a listen to this. It's incredible.
I didn't get coaching. You need to make an announcement that I didn't get coaching. I don't cheat. I didn't get coaching. How can you say that? You owe me an apology. You owe me an apology. I have never cheated in my life. I have a daughter and I stand what's right for her, and I've never cheated. And you owe me an apology.
Serena later said at her press conference that being on the court is her quiet time. She was then penalised further for breaking her racket. She then called the coach a liar and a thief, and he had enough, basically, and awarded a game against her. That's one of the violation consequences of going too far. Heidi and Paul, you know, Heidi, how did this become a woman's rights issue when she lost her head?
I think it boils down to the fact that women should be seen and not heard. Men have been flaring out in tennis matches, not to mention football, rugby and many other sports, and got away with it. It's okay, fair enough, fining her because she did violate certain codes of conduct, breaking the racket, what have you, and that's another issue. Maybe that should not happen in future, because these are people at the top of their game. They're on the brink of emotional overkill or overspill, and if that's how they conduct themselves sometimes in a Grand Slam final, listen, so be it. You maybe should take a few steps back as an umpire and let it happen and move on. Now, it's whenever he took the game away from her in the second set, and she that essentially killed the game for her, and that it just all spilled over. And apparently, and I'm reading into it, Andy Roddick tweeted, he said he's regrettably said worse and he's never gotten a game penalty. So that does smack of one rule for the women's game and another rule for the men.
You can say that, can't you, Heidi? And yet there are men who have got penalised by the same umpire, actually.
Yes, absolutely.
For verbal abuse. So you can take...
But they're not penalised by a game taken away from them. But men have been seen many times shouting up at the umpire. In one case, Medvedev, who's a Russian player, threw a coin at the umpire and was penalised accordingly. But it's taken the game away from a player in the second set of a Grand Slam final whenever... tensions are already running high. As an umpire, you should maybe try to keep a lid on things and not exacerbate the problem.
Paul?
Well, no, I can't agree with that. I mean, Serena Williams, we've got to remember let's talk about the individual here rather than the whole, you know, cause of female tennis or men's tennis. This is Serena Williams, who is, I have to say, somebody that I've written many stories on during my career as a showbiz journalist, because she has a lot of celebrity pals, not least one of our own princesses. And Serena Williams wants not the men's rules to be applied to the women's game. She doesn't even want the female rules to be applied to the tennis game. She wants the Serena Williams rules to be applied to the tennis game. She is a diva. She is, you heard it there, she at times thinks the world revolves around her, especially on a tennis court. And I don't blame her for that, by the way, because for about 15 years, the tennis world has revolved around her. She's won everything in sight, and she is the greatest player out there, or was maybe the greatest player out there. But what we're seeing here then is really trivializing of the whole debate about sexism by Serena Williams, saying this is something to do with, you know, that he would never do that to a man. He would. And by the way, the coach was giving signals, and the referee, or the umpire rather, acted accordingly. But she did herself no favours. And what it smacked of to me was, you know, the great saying we have over here, you're losing the run of yourself, love. It was Serena Williams actually thinking that she was bigger than the game of tennis. And unfortunately, she'll find out very quickly when she has to retire in about a year or two anyway, because of age. No, she isn't.
the fact that you just said you're losing the run of yourself, love, just reinforces sexism at play here. John McEnroe famously shouted at the umpire many times in his career and then made a joke of it in his retirement.
Yeah, you're going back a lot of years ago, though, Heidi, aren't you?
Say that again, and Stephen.
First of all, you're going back a long time. Secondly, maybe he shouldn't have got away with it.
Yeah, maybe, all right, maybe he shouldn't have, but he's not only did he get away with it, but he made a second career out of it as a bit of a celebrity. An advert was made in which it reinforced it, and there was nasty and everything. But look, Billie Jean King has come out in support of her. Sue Barker, now how can anyone say anything against Sue Barker? She's come out in support of her. Male tennis players have come out in support of her. Her own governing body has come out in support of her. And if anything, yes, she is a diva. Yes, she has a massive ego, but she's at the top of her game. A lot of sports stars, male and female, do have this. But
do you know what? She might be at the top.
Have an ego?
Well, Heidi, she might be at the top of her game. But if you boil this down, you take all the noise away from it, in front of millions of people, she was calling that man, Carlos Ramos, a liar.
And she was fined.
But hold on a minute. Money doesn't... You think of the pressure on him. So she knows that she's doing this in front of millions of people. How's that not bullying? Hold on. You say that. No, hold on. You say that. Bullying, as if you're being dismissive. A powerful sports star screaming at a man that he is a liar. And that he will never officiate at one of her games again. Are you telling me if the roles were reversed and it was a man screaming like that at a woman, are you telling me that he wouldn't be accused of bullying?
He never, but it has happened in the past, and a man has never been had a game taken off him in a Grand Slam final when emotions are running high. That's the difference. Steve.
She's got to be able to control herself.
What we saw, guys, was an abusive. What we saw was a highly abusive person and abusing somebody else in front of tens of millions, if not over 100 million TV viewers. This Serena then pulled the kind of, I have to say, fairly tragic and desperate card when she realised what a mess up she was making and what a fool she was making of herself. She then pulled in the, I have a daughter. Well, listen, I have three kids. And that actually makes it even worse. Her daughter, she should be sending, her daughter will be watching this on YouTube for about 5 years. Don't pull out the daughter card, Serena Williams, when everything else fails, when your hundreds of millions in your bank balance doesn't get you the point that you wanted, when the hundreds of millions in your bank balance doesn't get the umpire to give you the call that you wanted. Because the great thing about sport is this. It is the ultimate equaliser in most cases. It's where your bank balance doesn't afford you favourable rules compared to your opponent. And when all of that fell down around her, like the spoiled little princess that she is, yesterday, we saw her reaching to the desperate lengths of saying, I have a daughter. You can actually hear the crowd cheering. Like the decibel levels went up, doubled in that moment. I have a daughter, and I think, don't bring your daughter into this. You are humiliating another human being. You're trying to humiliate, hold on, you're trying to humiliate another human being in front of what a world televised global event.
Yes, you've said
when that doesn't even work, you bring out your daughter as collateral.
Well, let's hear more of what she said to the umpire, Carlos Ramos.
For you to attack my character, if something is wrong. It's wrong. You attacking my character. Yes, you are. You owe me an apology. You will never, ever, ever be on another court in line as long as you live.
Now, are you honestly telling me, Heidi,
yes,
that if that and answer this candidly for me,
yep,
are you telling me that if that was a man screaming at a woman like that, are you telling me that he would not be called a bully?
If you listen back to that and you imagine a man saying those exact same words in the same scenario, I do not think that it would be the major international incident that we're all debating today that it has become, and that in itself is inherently sexist. Yes, men are behave abysmally and appallingly on a sports field and on a tennis court, it happens, but in a way the umpire has to absorb a bit of that because it's a Grand Slam final and it's not...
You're not answering the question, though.
But I want to just say something else, Stephen, because Paul was talking about her talking about her daughter, and this might not go down well with some people listening, but as a woman, whenever you have a child, your hormones are all over the place, and maybe that is still playing on her.
Well, Holy Lord, if I jumped in there 2 minutes ago and said, I think Serena Williams is a bit hormonal, I would be the most sexist person on the planet. And by the way, I'm not disagreeing. I'm not disagreeing with you. You could be right, but I'm just saying, Holy Lord, if Paul Martin, the bloke on this segment, jumped in 2 minutes ago and blamed Serena Williams, her horrid, disrespectful, and bullying outburst, if I blamed that on her girly hormones, I'd be absolutely hung, drawn, and quartered.
She lost 6-1, 6 love to Konta, Joanna Konta, do you remember, just last month at a tournament in California. And she responded by saying that she can play a zillion times better, and she has so many things on her mind. Now, that should have been a little bit of an insight into how she is at the moment emotionally. And don't tell me it's not, because she's just had a baby and she's back on the court, back on the circuit at the very height of international people looking at her. One slip from Serena and it makes international headlines. I mean, give the woman a break. Yes, she was bad. She did a bad thing. I'm not condoning what she said.
You kind of are.
She was fine.
She hasn't apologised yet, has she, as far as I know? Do correct me if I'm wrong, but...
No, she hasn't apologised.
No, she hasn't apologised. Well, she's had a long touch. Guess what?
But she said well done to her opponent.
What she hasn't done and what she needs to do, and she's had plenty of time to do it because they have things after these called press conferences, she hasn't apologised. She's come across as very arrogant. She's come across as very entitled, and she's come across as very cynical, using her own child as some kind of a reason. And by the way, if hormones are anything to do with this, which they most definitely are not...
Well, it's not most
okay, right, Davidson, you know, Palahinch. Morning, David.
Sorry?
Morning, David.
Good morning.
Go ahead. What do you think?
Oh, David.
Yes.
That's Mr. Nolan.
That's you, David. I'm Stephen.
That's all right. We'll agree on that too. Well.
How are you doing today?
Need to wear boot up the backside, hey. That's typical of women. Sure, you'd know that. Well, you might not, but in my experience over 50 years, you know, they have to be right all the time.
It should be seen and not heard is what you're basically reinforcing my initial comments.
That sweeping statement, David, is out of order from you, isn't it?
Not at all.
Well, you can't talk about women like that. We're talking about one woman, Serena Williams. Why are you having this broad brush approach?
I'm sorry. I have experienced all women that you couldn't talk to. They're right and you're wrong. It doesn't matter what the situation is or what the subject is.
But you're not seriously. You're not seriously saying this is a trait in women.
Women, you haven't had your share of them yet, but that's all right.
Well, you're not serious. You're not serious, David, are you?
I'm serious. Never was more serious in my life. You try getting a divorce and them taking 2 or 3 million off you, and then you want to stand and smile? No way.
So what are you saying this morning?
I'm saying Serena Williams was totally out of order. So she was. The chap was doing his job, doing a magnificent job, and she thought she knew better. If you're playing the game, you must abide by the rules. Otherwise, don't be there.
I think it's fair enough for you to have an opinion on Serena Williams. I think when you start then expanding that to, you know, all women on planet universe, you've lost it.
I've lost the plot?
Yes.
Well, maybe I have. But in saying that, my experience and what I've seen and what I've experienced myself, they definitely are hard to deal with.
Who's hard to deal with? Women.
I think women. I love women, personally. I think they're great, and I love marriage. So.
Are you married, David?
No, I have to say... You have to experience these women before you can make any judgment on them. In my judgment...
Are you married? Are you married?
Well, it doesn't really matter. Relationships, whatever you like.
Are you in a relationship with a woman?
Oh, yes, of course. I've had several women in my time as well. But, I mean, I've come across all this. I'm not saying something that I can't sort of have experience of in my time. Like.
Right.
Men and women are different. It's true. There's no denying it. And when a woman has a baby, the hormones fly. But this woman obviously has previous with this umpire, so it goes, it runs deeper and it goes back further than the final.
Stay there, David. Kathleen and Lauren. Morning, Kathleen.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'm wondering if I take David's assessment of women, I'm wondering why you're not on the phone being completely unreasonable and screaming, Kathleen.
I know. I was screaming here in the kitchen. I had a ring.
What would you like to say?
I don't agree. I think that the reason why I'm ringing is I think that she was losing and she didn't like losing.
Yes.
And she would try to put her opponent off. That, I think, is a crafty way to keep putting your opponent off. And she shouldn't have spoke that way to the emperor. So I don't.
Poor Naomi, she basically, her whole celebration was spoiled, wasn't it, after she'd won. The atmosphere in there was just unbelievable. Sean and Derry. Morning, Sean.
Hey, Stephen, how's it going?
It's going okay today.
Just listening to that whole debate, I have to say that I agree with Serena in principle. Men should be treated the same as women. And where they need to start is with premiership footballers. They scream, they jump at referees, they are absolutely disgraceful. And that's not just in England, that's around Europe. I think we should start there. So I agree with her in principle, but I think what she did was completely wrong. She did it wrongly, she made a point, but she did it wrong. She overreacted.